Some might say that the greatest miracle of all time is the splitting of the Sea of Reeds. And I would probably vote for that as well. But as I was reading this parasha and came upon the scene of the burning bush, I realized I think the burning bush might be the greatest symbol of all time. The greatest message that the Jewish people and really all of humanity can draw upon. And I want to explain why. You see, as Moses is tending his flock and a sheep runs away, he follows the sheep and he sees this image of a bush that is burst into flames, and yet what's happening? The bush is not consumed. Somehow it's burning, the flames are high, and yet the bush is still intact. And so every time I come to this scene, I immediately think about the power and the majesty of God. That's what I thought we were supposed to think about every time we come across this symbol. And certainly, commentators agree. Maimonides' son, Abraham, that's how he's known, Abraham, the son of Maimonides, what he says is that God's power knows no limit. He says that God's winds are messengers, that God's ministers are flashes of fire, flashes of flame. And so, of course, when you see a bush burning in the same way that we see explained in the Torah, we're supposed to think about God's ultimate might and power. But for me, I realized it's not enough. It's one thing to know about God's power in the world, but there has to be something more. And so Rabbi Jacob Anatoli, one of the medieval philosophers, explains that actually the burning bush is meant to be a symbol of confidence for each and every one of us. He explains that when Moses set his eyes upon the bush taught him that when we are in a state of struggle, that when our people feel as if they are being pushed into a test of suffering, when they're reminded of the burning bush, we're supposed to realize that as a people, we will continue to survive and flourish even under stress and the harshest of circumstances. And I was thinking about this actually on a personal level. For each and every one of us has found a time in our lives in which we felt as if we were at our lowest point, as if our suffering is at no end. And so we look for different symbols and messages throughout this world to pull us through, to make us realize that it's just one day, it's just one moment, and that God gives each and every one of us the power to walk through those roads and survive. That burning bush is supposed to remind us that the flames did not consume the bush. Whatever problems we're facing, whether we're in a state of mourning, whether we are finding ourselves depressed because of a financial situation or a particular relationship we're in, we are supposed to realize that flames will not consume us. And so whatever road we find ourselves on, as difficult as it may be, we must internalize the symbol, the picture of the burning bush. Hasna einenu ukal. The bush was not consumed. We too will rise out of the flames. Shabbat shalom.